completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. So glad that you were able to join me today. Today, we are going to continue our series on the 12 Universal Laws of Success. And I've taken these from the book by Dr. Herbert Harris. So we've gone through the first 9 laws. We have 3 left. So today we'll be talking about the law of supply, the law of persistence, and the law of truth. So these are all laws for success. But first, I'll recap our last podcast. Last podcast, we talked about the laws of success. And the crystal for that one was, you become what you think about most of the time. So we learned that our thoughts are very powerful. And what we focus on and think about is what we become and what we do, and also helps us manifest within our lives. So we'll continue to build on that law in order to talk about the next 3 laws, the law of supply, the law of persistence, and the law of truth. And for these laws, the crystal of the day that I've selected is, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. So this is actually a Bible verse that comes from Luke chapter 11, verse 9. So we'll talk about this one as well. And it goes hand in hand with all that we've been talking about in the Laws of Success book. So first, we will start with the law of supply. Now, when you think about the law of supply, a lot of times, at least for me, I think of the law of supply and demand. So we have a supply of something, and then there are people who are asking for it, demanding it, and that sets your prices. But this law of supply is everything necessary for abundant life is ever present and always available. Opportunity is infinite. There is an endless supply of whatever you need, wherever you are. This law of supply also reminds me of the theory of abundance. Have you ever heard the saying that a closed fist, you cannot receive anything, but an open hand, you can receive something? Well, this is all about abundance, seeing that there with an open hand, you can always be able to receive what is in store for you in your life, material goods, but also spiritual things. And of course, manifesting the opportunities that you want in your life. So let's dive a little bit deeper into that. The law of abundance or the law of supply is the complete opposite of the law of scarcity. Or the idea of scarcity. I wouldn't say it's one of the laws. So this was something that I learned from The Secret. I mentioned it earlier in one of the previous podcasts, the movie or the video, The Secret. In The Secret, they talk about the law of abundance and they contrast it to the law of scarcity. Scarcity is when you feel like you just don't have enough. When I think of scarcity, I think of the Great Depression. When people were rationing everything, they just felt like they didn't have enough of anything because of the war that was going on. So scarcity or a scarcity mindset is when you feel like you never have enough. You don't have enough food. You don't have enough opportunity. It's just not there. But we can all change our mindset to the law of abundance and realize there is more than enough on this earth already for everyone to have exactly what they need. And one good example of that is food. You know, there are starving people in some places, hungry people in certain areas, third world countries around the world. And so we think, oh, there's a limited amount of food. But actually, on the earth, there's enough food to feed everyone abundantly. It's just that in some locations, in some areas where they don't have as many resources, the food is scarce there because of that fact. But actually, there's enough food on this earth for all of us to have more than enough, which is really crazy that people even have to go hungry because of that fact. I mean, for me, if I just walk in the grocery store and look around and see, you know, an American grocery store, it's very abundant. There's so much food in just one grocery store. Now think about that's how it is all across the country. You know, that's enough to feed all of the hungry people in this country, in America. So the law of abundance is real and the law of supply is there. That there is enough for everyone. Understand that the universal law of supply guarantees that there is no lack or limitation. There's always an endless supply of whatever you need to get whatever you want. Scarcity, lack, and limitation exist only in your mind. Since you control the thoughts that fill your mind, you can do anything you want to do, have anything you want to have, and be whatever you want to be. If you think abundant thoughts, see abundant thoughts in your imagination and in your mind's eye, feel abundance in your heart, and believe abundance in your soul, you will have abundance in your life experience. And keep in mind that we're all creating our own life experience. Now, some of that, of course, is based on our past and our history and our family. But we can always change our thoughts and change our life experience. Where there is unlimited supply, there are unlimited opportunities. So as you seek for your, you know, you decide and think about and use these laws to seek new opportunities, realize that they are all around you. They are there. So this will bring us into our next law. The next law is the law of persistence. Simply stated, it provides, if you persist in doing the right things, you will get the right results. Now, this is the law where I've selected the crystal for today. And I'll repeat it again. The crystal for today is ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. So this comes from the Bible, Luke chapter 11, verses 9. But this is a law that I've heard, the law of persistence. So basically, if you continue to work, you continue to seek, ask, the door will finally be open to you. Now, it may not happen when you want it, but the door will be open for you to just walk through. And it's so funny because we think that things are so hard to achieve and to do, but sometimes it's as easy as asking for what you want or knocking on the right door. And once the door is open, guess what? All you have to do is walk across it. So when you persist in your efforts to achieve a desired result, you're asking the universal mind or God to grant you that desired result in your life experience. Persistence is the one trait that virtually all successful people have in common. So as we're talking about the laws of success, this trait, persistence, is one that almost all have in common because everyone's going to face obstacles when you're trying to do something new, revolutionary, or even something that's just difficult for you. You will face obstacles. So persistence is a requirement. It is the sustained effort you must acquire to induce faith in your own ability to get the desired results in your endeavors. Your persistence is a measure of your faith in your own abilities and skills. The more persistent you are about achieving a particular outcome, the greater your belief in yourself and your abilities. Without persistence, you will not be successful. And persistence is like a muscle. The more you do it, the more you continue, the more you press on, the easier it'll become to do it. I'm not saying it's easy to be persistent, but you'll get in the habit of being persistent. So if you get knocked down, you'll get back up more quickly and, you know, working towards achieving your goals and the success that you are seeking in your life. Each of us is endowed with the power of persistence. So we all have it. You have it. I have it. Kids are born with it. And I feel like kids actually are very persistent and persistent and persistent and persistent when they want something. Candy, toys, they'll ask you until you can't stand it anymore. And you say, okay. So sometimes we use this power in the wrong direction or about the wrong things. Some people are more persistent in pursuing failure than pursuing success. Now, listen to this. This is key. You have to think about what your thoughts are telling you and where you're putting that persistent effort. Persistence must always be combined with intelligence. The age-old saying, if at first you don't succeed, then try again, must be clarified by adding the thought, try again in different and better ways. Do not get bogged down being persistent and using wrong methods. It is much more rewarding to be persistent in finding new and better methods to get your desired results. So you just try again, but don't do the same thing over again. Try something different. Seek some different advice. Get a coach, a mentor, you know, someone who's walked the path that you want to walk so that you can be persistent in an effective manner to get to the goal that you're looking for. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. When you are persistent in your efforts, the law of averages works out in your favor. The universe is filled with positive experiences and negative experiences. When you persist through the negative experiences or obstacles and keep right on going no matter what, then it is you who is in place when the positive experiences begin to flow. So you got to get in the game to, you know, reap the rewards of the game. Don't sit on the sideline. You know, you give up and sit on the sideline, you're going to miss out. Your opportunity will pass you by. Get in the game, be persistent, and stay in the game. When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot in it and hang on. So once again, I'm going to say the crystal. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. So persistence, persistence, persistence. All right, and we're getting to the last law of success from this book, The 12 Universal Laws of Success. And this law is the law of truth. Now, this is probably one of the most interesting laws because I'll just go ahead and tell you what it is. The 12th universal law of success is the universal law of truth. And what is this truth that makes you free? The truth that makes you free is your basic understanding of the universe, the laws and principles by which it operates, and how you fit into that universe. Truth is the foundation of the universe. So basically, this law is saying that if you understand the principles of the universe and how it works, you know, you will be free to live the life that you want. And according to this book, I'm going to recap all of the 12 laws of success. So the 12 laws of success, once again, are the law of thought, the law of change, the law of vision, the law of command, the law of magnetism, the law of focus, the law of action, the law of value, the law of relationships, the law of supply, the law of persistence, and finally, the law of truth. So I've gone through all of these laws in this podcast, and then the three previous podcasts. So you can go back to the previous podcast to listen to the other laws, just to recap them or if you've forgotten. But keep in mind that understanding these principles of success and laws of success are what will help you achieve and reach success more easily. Because the thing is, we learn these laws throughout our lives as we grow and do and experience. And many of these you probably are already doing. Some you may not be. But the key is just to take a few of these laws. Don't try to do all 12 all at once, all at the same time. But you may be doing some of these, but some of them you may not. So pick one, two, maybe three of these laws to start implementing in your life to help you get to and achieve the goals that you are seeking. Some of them are just mindsets, like the ones we discussed today. The law of supply or abundance is a mindset shift. You can easily, but you can work to shift your mindset from thinking that, oh, there's not enough job opportunities out there for me to do what I want to do, to saying there's an abundance of job opportunities. There are probably, 10 million people doing the same role or job or position that you would like to do. Or if you want a business, there are millions of people in this country who have businesses. You can be one of them. The abundance is there. So that's just a mindset shift. Now, some of them will take a bit of a more habitual shift, changing your habits. But you can do it. They're all doable. So I really thank you for listening to the 12 Universal Laws of Success, me going over them. And the reason that I've gone over these is so that you can use some of these, pick out the few that you feel like you can most benefit from so that you can receive the success that you're looking for in your life. And guess what? We all have different visions and thoughts of success for our life. My thought of success will be different from the person standing next to me. And that's fine. That's what the beauty of this, being on this earth is, that we are all different, but we can all use these same laws to help us get there and get to where we want to get. So I wish you all the best in working on these 12 Universal Laws of Success. And I thank you again for listening to the Reimagine Success podcast today. I am Melanie Crystal, and I can't wait to talk to you soon. Bye.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.